Hello, .NET readers, listeners, and members. My name is John Moore, and this is the ProWrestling.net All Access audio review for the 205 Live show that aired May 16th, 2017 on the WWE Network. After the commercial break for non-members, I will give my full-on audio review for the 205 Live show that featured Austin Aries vs. TJP yet again. Now, before we get into the full-on audio review, I'll just give a few preliminary thoughts, especially with this being my first night on 205 Live coverage. Apparently, we're going with this now, the whole John Moore's possible journey into boredom and or insanity, as we had an awesome Twitter discussion about over the weekend with a .NET member. Well, I'll just say this, bring it on! For now, of course. If things do get a bit too mundane and boring, I will quit this coverage. I quit WWE main event coverage before. I kind of did that just to practice my whole, the whole transcribing these ProWrestling.net review style. But there were some good matches on that show. You had some great Cesaro versus Luke Harper matches. And I hear there's some good matches going on right now, like Aleister Black or Grand Metalik, who appears in this show. But I'll get into that in the actual review. And like I said, I'll quit if there's no hope in sight. But I have survived a lot of things like this in .NET. I survived Bromans, like I said, WWE main event, Chavo Guerrero Jr., Global Force Wrestling's quote-unquote invasion, bad Matanza matches, Mickey James getting pushed into a path of a train, that kind of boring NXT from a couple months ago right before it got really good again. The X Division, and probably a lot more things that I haven't mentioned. I survived, so I'll survive this, hopefully. The slight difference here is, with all the things I just mentioned, there was some light at the end of the tunnel. Hell, in 2016, TNA had the best weekly pro wrestling show on television. Freaking TNA did. Pigs fly and all that stuff. How did that happen? Of course, they ended up sucking again in 2017, but that's besides the point. The problem I saw Zach Zimmerman having during his coverage was, a problem that I might have in my coverage as well. There might not be any hope in sight. But somehow, they might turn things around. The reason why I have some hope that they might turn things around, small hope, I'm not really not really confident that they will do this, but they do have lots of talent on the quote-unquote 205 Live division. So hopefully the show gets better while I'm still covering it. And more thoughts on that in the end. But for now, let's get into this week's episode that was taped May 16th, 2017 in Manchester, New Hampshire. Of course, if you would like to follow along, you can check out the main page of ProWrestling.net for my written review on the show, which, if you're looking at this on Wednesday, should be on the front page. So let's get into the actual review. Before the show, the whole like intro montage, they had a replay from the ending of last night's Raw Cruiserweight tag team match that included TJ Perkins and Neville discussing stuff backstage where they were talking about getting rid of their Austin Aries problem. Austin Aries was then interviewed by Dasha Fuentes. Austin Aries stopped Dasha by saying that he does have broadcast journalism experience because, remember, he was an announcer. Aries called TJP the lapdog of Neville, and he called him a Pomeranian. He said, Neville was a liar, and TJP wouldn't get the title shot that he was promised. He talked about how TJP will never be at the A-double level. Essentially, similar things we've been hearing from Austin Aries every single week. And we'll probably continue to hear from Austin Aries every single week from now on. Like I said, it begins. But after that interview, the 205 Live intro video played. Of course, the commentary team was Tom Phillips and Corey Graves. And Tom Phillips called this the, quote, most exciting hour of television, unquote. Yeah. Graves said that... now they're trying to build things towards Extreme Rules. So they're building towards Extreme Rules in a The next first match, which we probably won't see at Extreme Rules, we have Noam Dar versus Grand Metalik. Of course, Noam Dar had Alicia Fox with him. Now, of course, to be completely honest, I haven't been watching 205 Live before this week. Maybe for like maybe a month or so. I sort of relied on Zach Zimmerman's coverage of it. But if I was correct, I believe Grand Metalik has been gone for a while because I've been seeing him in WWE main event reports for some strange reason. But this match, it was a really solid match. So, but with a very odd ending. So the match ended. It was Noam Dar defeating Grand Metalik via pinfall in 8 minutes and 58 seconds. The ending of the match, it was a bit odd. So you had Noam Dar. So it was a very even match throughout. Metalik got to show some of his good lucha skills. Dar, his grapples and uppercuts and stuff. He Noam Dar hits the running enziguri on Grand Metalik. So they're going to count for the three. It looks like Grand Metalik kicked out at three. I wasn't quite sure. But the referee called it, as far as the match was concerned, as a pinfall victory for Noam Dar. And that's why I wasn't sure if Grand Metalik was maybe half a second too late. But why I find that very odd is, and Tom Phillips focused on it during the match, Grand Metalik was the runner-up in the WWE Cruiserweight Classic. And outside of WWE, he's a very heralded luchador, Mascarita, no, not Mascarita, that was El Torito, Mascara Dorada, who is very talented, very well known. You would think, like similar to how they treated Akira Tozawa's debut, that they would treat Grand Metalik like a big deal. And like in his first match back that I could remember, he loses to Noam Dar, who Noam Dar is one of the well-built characters from WWE 205 Live, but he's kind of very cowardly and he could eat a lot of losses. He's a comedy figure, meant to do comedy things with Alicia Fox. And yeah, they gave him the win. It was very odd. That might not have been the purpose. Like I said, it looked like Grand Metalik might have kicked out, but Noam Dar did hit his finisher. So I'm not sure where they were trying to go there. Not sure where they're trying to go with a lot of things in 205 Live. One of the problems about 205 Live, it's everything seems to just be spinning their wheels. Noam Dar must be happy he got paired with Alicia Fox because that's his ticket to Raw. As you know, now he gets to make some Raw appearances. So, lucky him. After that match, we caught there was a commercial break, and Tom Phillips hyped Talking Smack, WWE Talking Smack. I will have my full review for the show up on the website Wednesday morning. And of course, Shane McMahon would be filling in for Daniel Bryan, because congratulations to Daniel Bryan, he has a new baby. Birdie Joe Danielson, I believe. Yes, Birdie Joe Danielson. So, congrats to Daniel Bryan again. I believe I already did this on another audio somewhere before. Phillips talked about some exciting stuff about to happen on 205 Live, like the Brian Kendrick and Akira Tozawa feud. Yeah, it's like there's some exciting stuff. As I put in my thoughts, it's more like the spinning of the wheel stuff. So, yeah. There it is. It begins, the path into boredom and insanity. But I'm going to fight through this. Darn it. Corey Graves hyped a street fight for next week where the Brian Kendrick will be facing Akira Tozawa. Then we get Dasha Fuentes interviewing Brian Kendrick. He talked about like not wanting to teach Akira Tozawa any more lessons, and then he will end Akira Tozawa's 205 Live dreams. Let's break apart this feud somehow and move Akira Tozawa onto better things. I believe Brian Kendrick can do some great things too, but he kind of doesn't belong on 205 Live. He works best when he's like the Shawn Michaels type heel with a like big dude behind him. Because I thought when Brian Kendrick randomly won the WWE World Title a couple years ago in the Championship Scramble, that could have been a thing with him and Ezekiel Jackson. But this whole weird 205 Live lessons thing that he's doing with Akira Tozawa is just, it's the feud that would never end. It's kind of like, what's his name? Noam Dar's feud with Cedric Ander Alexander would never end. It just, what's his name? Rich Swann is just the understudy while Cedric Alexander returns. Speaking of that, during the next commercial break, we got a Cedric Alexander return video package that says he returns next week. Hopefully, he doesn't return to feud with Noam Dar once he comes back. That will suck for Cedric Alexander, who's really good. He deserves a lot more. A lot of these guys deserve more. Anyway, let's get back to the show. We had oh geez, it was Tony Nese made his way to the ring, so you know he must be facing Mustafa Ali again. I mean, for some reason I could remember this having like happening 3 weeks in a row or something where it's Mustafa Ali versus Drew Gulak and or Tony Nese in some sort of weird combination and or non-match. Or we haven't had any non-matches, so I totally expected another Mustafa Ali versus what you call it, Tony Nese match. Luckily, Drew Gulak ran out and saved us from a Mustafa Ali versus Tony Nese match. Not that it would have sucked; it probably would have been very good. Tony Nese and Drew, not Drew Gulak. He's kind of okay, but Tony Nese and Mustafa Ali are very cool to watch in the ring. But of course, they just have meaningless matches every week. They're like the WWE X Division, where flips happen and matches don't matter. But of course, Drew Gulak has this whole no-fly zone gimmick. And the beatdown was actually pretty sadistic. It was pretty cool looking for the bad guys on Mustafa Ali. What do you call it? Let's see. Yeah, it was a beatdown. Probably very similar to the Goldust R-Truth one from last night, but it was effective. The only downside I see with this happening is that it's going to lead to more Mustafa Ali versus Drew Gulak and/or Tony Nese matches. Maybe throw in an Arya Daivari in there. Why not? But it was solid for what it was. But again, it's another feud that's spinning their whe the wheels. In NXT. I call this NXT, it's 205 Live. In 205 Live. But, okay. So, after that, we had Rich Swann. He was wearing a visor and walking backstage. This was very corny. So, Dasha Fuentes interviews, wake up Rich Swann about Noam Dar and Alicia Fox, and Swann's like, "You can't use my trick, you can't use my own tricks against me." And all of a sudden, right when he says that, a delivery man walks by saying, "You here's a box." And Rich Swann's like, "No, I'm not gonna open it because it has powder in it. Go give it to that guy." And that guy was Arya Daivari. So, of course, so when you get a delivery, wouldn't it have a delivery label on it somehow? But anyway. Turn your brain off. Am I watching TNA? Is someone trolling me? Stop. Like I said, it begins. Okay, but yeah. So Arya Daivari was like, "I don't care who who you are. These are my expensive Persian glasses," and of course they weren't. So and he knew they weren't. So he put down the box and. Jack Gallagher walks in and tried to peek in the box for some reason because he's wacky Jack Gallagher. And Arya Daivari walked back in and called Jack Gallagher street trash and told him to put the box down. All of a sudden, Arya Daivari took the box and white powder spit on his face, just like it did to Alicia Fox that one time. I joked in my coverage, at least it wasn't cocaine. But Arya Daivari threw a fit over the powder getting on his expensive shirt. Ooh, the powder. And this really cracked up Tom Phillips. So, Tom Phillips went into super laughy mode. What this a feud, and just to maybe reference another old semi-old WWE thing. This is back to like 2012 or maybe 2011, something like that. There was the old NXT. That's what, and maybe that's why I said NXT. This is reminding me of WWE NXT Season 5 Redemption. What that was, it was a roster that consisted of Derek Bateman, Johnny Curtis, Titus O'Neil, and what's his name? Darren Young, where they would have these meaningless matches every single week. And the one feud of that show was a love triangle between Johnny Curtis, Maxine, and Derek Bateman. And that three-way love feud that never ended for like months reminds me of this whole Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, Noam Dar, Alicia Fox thing. Yeah, it's a feud. They get to put on some good matches here and there, but this 205 Live is the ultimate spinning of the wheel show. Luckily, there's some, like I said, the saving grace of this entire show, the saving grace behind the bad storylines, is the solid matches. But there's only so much that solid matches can get you, especially when it's surrounded around a lot of dumb things like powder face. This is very like Vince McMahon-y, poopy type of humor. So, yeah. I need a break. And to take that break, I'll take a break to talk to you guys about .NET membership. For only $7.50 a month, you can get access to our members section of ProWrestling.net. First of all, you get ad-free access to the site, so the site will run quick and efficiently for you. But not only that, the bulk of your investment will be to unlock both new and archived audio reviews for a myriad of pro wrestling topics. We have weekly audio reviews for WWE Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live, NXT, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and when it returns in a few weeks, I'll be back to Lucha Underground audio reviews. We also have Will Pruitt and Jake Barnett providing great isolated pro wrestling analysis on the weekly topic in their podcast titled The Pretentious Pro Wrestling Podcast. We have now our lone Welshman, Hayden Gleed, who covers Progress Pro Wrestling, that independent pro wrestling promotion in the UK that houses a lot of the talent we see on the WWE UK roster tournament scene. And I hear Hayden has something special cooking regarding his progress reviews as far as his whole lone Welshman status is concerned. More on that in a little bit. You'll be hearing from him soon, especially if you are a .NET member. There's probably more audio that I'm probably forgetting, but I can't forget our flagship podcast, the .NET Weekly Audio Show, where the face of .NET, Jason Powell, runs through the news of the week with a revolving door of guest co-hosts. Sometimes it's one of his staffers. Or he may have one of the many pro wrestling personalities that may include a wrestler, creative writer, or even a WWE Hall of Famer. Who knows who the guest host is? But yeah, it revolves and they're all very good. And they also like talk on first run news that you would never have heard anywhere else. So yeah, check out .NET membership. And let's see, you can even check it out for a month. And if you like it, you can take us up on our annual option where you can get it for an average of $5.50 a month. So yeah, check it out. .NET membership. Now let's get back to the actual audio review. Our next match was the main event of the show. It was TJ Perkins versus Austin Aries. And the winner of the match was, let's see, Austin Aries, defeating TJP via submission in 12 minutes and 26 seconds. So this was a very solid match. The whole story of the match was TJP wasn't actually looking necessarily to beat Austin Aries. His whole goal throughout the match was to injure Austin Aries even more. And the MVP of this match actually was the commentary team, where they were focusing on Austin Aries' injuries as well as pointing out how he was accumulating more injuries as the match would go on. So, of course, TJP would target it was the left leg of Austin Aries, like by tripping him, by getting leg bars and all that stuff on his leg, and Austin Aries would sell it. But also, like I believe it was halfway through the match, Austin Aries goes and tries to hit a rotating back elbow from the top rope, and he gets an elbow injury. And while that's happening, you have TJP targeting both the elbow and the leg. So the story there, this is building to yet another Austin Aries versus Neville match. We're like at round three of those already, but at least they're trying to take an effort to add a new chapter to the story. And of course, the little sub story going on is how TJP is sucking up to Neville so that he would ultimately get a chance to wrestle Neville down the road. And of course, no one else is buying that Neville's being truthful on that one. But it was a good match. It told a good story. Though one weird thing I thought was is similar to the opening match and similar to the Roman Reigns versus Finn Balor match from the night before, where the announcers were really, really laying it on thick that Austin Aries was hurt all over the place, and he could, there's no way he could win because, he's doing topes on one leg. So he wasn't only one-legged, he was one-armed once he got that elbow jacked up. But the ending of the match was kind of sudden. Because so TJP had the leg bar locked in with assistance from the rope, and of course he's allowed to hold the rope for 5 seconds before it becomes illegal. But all of a sudden after that, Austin Aries locks in the last chancery and picks up the quick win. So I like the quick tap outs because that's a little more realistic to how MMA happens. Like if you're being if you like when you learn martial arts and you get stuck in a triangle choke, a arm bar, a leg bar, a triangle arm bar, any of those bars, you're told to like tap out immediately because that's how it works. When you're breaking an arm, it breaks in a second, not over a span of like 10 seconds. But what was kind of weird was that finish came out of nowhere. I wonder if they were being cut on time. They might have been, but I'm pretty sure this was how it was going to end anyway. And what was odd about it was I thought TJP could have used the win because they were giving Austin Aries so many excuses as to why he should lose. He was half a person wrestling out there, and he still wins. So TJP gets knocked back down. We're going to get Austin Aries versus Neville at Extreme Rules again. After the match, Neville ran in to quickly work on the left knee and ankle of Aries. And all of a sudden, because they're baby faces, Jack Gallagher runs out and cleaned the house with the heels. So I believe we got this already. I'm pretty sure. So I'm just guessing maybe next week we're going to get Jack Gallagher and Austin Aries versus Neville and TJP. Or maybe Jack Gallagher versus Neville. They were also teasing earlier that we might get Jack Gallagher and Arya Davari again. I'm actually looking more forward to Jack Gallagher and Arya Davari because I actually thought that feud was pretty good. It was one of the better feuds in 205 Live, and it was one of the things that started the rise of Jack Gallagher. But that's the problem with the show. This is kind of like that NXT Season 5 redemption that I mentioned earlier, where it's the show that never ends, and they're just gonna try to revolve people in feuds, I guess. But no one's gonna ever reach the main event because the only people that deserve to be in the main event are Austin Aries, TJP, Jack Gallagher, and Neville, with Austin Aries and Neville being the only guys who really belong there. And yeah, 205 Live, folks. And to be completely honest, I'm not acting this up, this whole where I'm a bit sarcastic and a bit disappointing in 205 Live. That's how it is. I'm hopeful that the show's gonna get good. And like I said, the matches of the show were good. The one weird thing was the two matches of the show had weird endings, but at least that means they're thinking, I guess. The real weird one was Grand Metalik losing because I get Noam Dar is the one with the storylines, but Grand Metalik is a very talented wrestler, and they're underutilizing him. Next week, of course, it's another repeat match. We're getting it was Brian Kendrick versus Akira Tozawa in a street fight. But hopefully, the street fight stipulation adds like some sort of variety to the show. I just hope somehow we don't get Cedric Alexander versus Noam Dar again. Please don't let us get Cedric Alexander versus Noam Dar again. With that, I'll leave you to it. So, again, this is John Moore. You have listened to the ProWrestling.net All Access podcast. And if you would like to check out our membership, check out the membership page on the front page of ProWrestling.net. And I'll leave you to that. Have a nice one. Bye-bye.